Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast. In this episode, I'm talking to James. We talk about so many things. One of the most important things that I think we talk about is whether or not it's better to live in New York or Chicago if you're trying to be an influencer. Let's get right into the episode.
My name is James Najjar. I am originally from Brooklyn, New York, but I'm based out here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I post basically comedy videos on my account, JAMZNAJJ4. It says James Najjar4. You know, I post comedy. I post videos where I engage with my audience.
Awesome. Great. So how do you like Chicago? Is it, I've never been there. Is it way different than New York City or?
It's very different. It's more laid back than like anything compared to where I'm from.
You looking forward to the winter? No.
No.
No. It's super windy and shit, right?
It's cold. It's hard. The winters are harsh. Summers are very nice.
Mm-hmm. How's this summer though? The summer's supposed to be awesome, right?
It's freaking beautiful.
So you, you're going to start creating YouTube content, right?
Yeah. Everything 100K, I'm just trying to push more to like YouTube a little bit too. So The CPMs, like the monetization is like, I hear it's a lot better there.
It's way better. Like the average CPM on YouTube is $4.17. Which is like, that's low. That's on the low end. Like you have to remember a lot of views on YouTube are really from little kids. So like the CPM is going to be like drastically lower because for a younger generation, YouTube is basically like their TV.
Yeah. You know?
So that like yours should be way higher. If I had to guess, like your CPM will probably be like $7 or $8.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know how they're like calculated or how many views you get per CPM, something like that. So I'm like still kind of new to everything, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's per 1,000 views, you'll get paid like $7 or $8 or whatever it is. So CPM is just like per 1,000 views, more or less.
What I mean. I gotcha.
Are you in the TikTok creator fund right now?
No.
You get out of it?
I did. I don't know if it's really, I'm hearing both sides of things. Like it's messing up with my account. Oh, it's not. But I'm just trying to stay out right now just so I have like a full answer.
Uh-huh.
I honestly got like $12 from it, but I made 50, but now I can like withdraw 10. Mm-hmm. I made 12. So it's kind of like, I don't know if it's like you're taking, TikTok takes that much money out.
No. So they're holding on to it. So it's on like a 30-day rolling basis basically. So you'll be able to take like more money out the next time that you're able to take money out. YouTube more or less does the same thing where you, like, so what's today? Today's October 1st. I'll get paid for September's views on YouTube October 23rd.
Got it. Okay.
So it's like a 3-week lapse. So TikTok's just doing like the same thing. It's like standard protocol of getting paid by a platform.
I see. Yeah. But I'm trying to even push more to YouTube because it's also like a bigger community.
That's what yeah. Call. It's a better community. Like people just watch your stuff for longer, right? So like you're going to do, what kind of content are you going to make on YouTube?
Reactions, comedy, which by the way, reactions are just hard to make because like you get copyrighted like every time.
Uh-huh.
So mainly just comedy. Someone like Call Me Carson does.
Yeah.
I feel like we have the same type of, I feel the same way he does like social anxiety, but like in a funny way.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of like pulled my like social anxiety on like YouTube because mm-hmm. like it's funny people like seeing people suffer when they're talking to girls or whatever.
So I was at the beach the other day in Miami in South Beach, and I really hope this video doesn't come out. I don't know who the girl was, but she like came up to me and my friend and we're just like staring at us, like got like really close, like way too close. And my friend started like freaking out. He's like, yo, what the fuck's going on? Like, what do you want, drugs? Or, you know what I mean? Like freaking out, like freaking out. And then like 30 seconds later, she like pulled her mask down. She's like, oh, she's like, this is for a YouTube video. Like I'm doing a skit where like I just walk up to random people at the beach and just stare at them. Like she literally walked like right up to us.
It's kind of weird.
Super weird. But she's, I don't remember who she was, but she said that she has like 3 million subs.
Okay.
But like it's working, you know?
You know, who's the YouTuber? Adam Sala, the Arab guy, he got kicked off a Delta flight or something like that. You know that guy?
No.
I met him during Vine. He's a really nice guy. He just came out, he did the same thing to me. He was like, if you look at a video making people nervous by Adam Sala, it's like the actual like cover for the thumbnail of him just staring at me when I was like 15.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I don't know who he was at the time. He was just like, yeah, really nice eyes. He was like, can I come closer? I was like, I don't know, bro.
It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
So were you on Vine or no?
I was on Vine, yeah.
Yeah? Did you get big on Vine or?
It's like 15K.
15K.
I met so many other creators like Gabe Burrow and William 45. who I still talk to like today.
So did you live in New York still then, or
what? Yes, like, I moved to Chicago because of my siblings, because they're out here, and I also have like a better like system out here. I have a full time, like a part time job right now at a retirement home, and I'm just good out here, you know.
Yeah, you like it better.
I'm considering moving back at the time. I don't know, it's not my vibe. I like Chicago. It's just like, it's not really my vibe.
What do you miss from New York?
Friends, family, full pretty family. Much. This is the booming city, you know.
How's the food in Chicago?
There's not a lot of street carts because New York's really home for that, but it's good. I prefer a hot dog in Chicago better because it's more on it. But the pizza deep dish, I don't do.
No, it's not good.
I'm not big on. I like it. I just like thin slice better.
Yeah, I've never been to Chicago, but I don't know how I would feel about it if I went there. I hate the cold weather.
Yeah,
I hate the cold, and I feel like it's kind of like a ripoff of New York. You know,
it is, but it's not a bad ripoff. It's pretty, it's I can manage. It's just, you know, there's a lot of violence that goes around, like this time I told you about that dude.
Uh-huh.
That was just insane.
Yeah, that's absolutely nuts.
I had to literally jump and take my shirt off and like put the pressure on his head. It was like on the red line. One of the stops was Bryn Mawr, so like that neighborhood, Bryn Mawr is like really, it's something north, so that nothing happened.
Explain the whole story for people listening.
Okay, I'm allowed to say that? Like what happened?
Yeah, man, say the whole thing.
So I was coming back from work. I work in the suburbs in Evanston, and this is the Purple Line. One of the trains doesn't run to the Loop, which is downtown. I have to transfer to the local line, which is the Red Line, which is like a subway. So here we call them the L because it's all above ground.
Uh-huh.
And you know, a couple stops in this at Howard, which is the subway I transfer. This guy walks onto the train. I think he's like on drugs. You know, he seems like he's really not with it. And you have another guy in the suit, businessman, I guess. You know, It's like normal at first, you know, for a city. Train comes, which then as the train leaves, you know, it starts getting really cold for one, like for the guy who's on drugs. He presses this button you press to talk to the motorman, the driver. He's like, hey, the AC's too cold. Turn this shit down. And the guy's like, yo, no, I want the AC on. You know, it's hot. By the way, it's like middle of August, so it's really hot. And they just both go at it for a couple of stops. And they both just, and the guy gets up, which makes the other guy get up. So they're both standing up. The guy is on drugs, pulls out a knife, runs to the guy. And that's just where what, you just start fighting. The guy has pepper spray. And this is like, it's like more uptown. So it was, again, on Bryn Mawr, which I know you don't know where it is, but it's one of the train stops. Doors open, the guy runs out, and I'm chasing the guy who got stabbed because, you know, it's like a lot of blood. And I take my shirt off in the head. Like it was a slice.
Uh-huh.
So I take my shirt off, I put the pressure on his head, and, you know, the guy at the stabber walked off, you know, so I don't know where he went. I'm on the phone with the police, and they're like, you know, what happened? I said, it's a stabbing, there's blood. It's like, do you need an ambulance? Like, I say, no, he'll Uber. Yes, we need an ambulance. Like, yes, my house is on fire, I need a fire truck, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I know it's by law, they have to ask those questions, so I understood.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, they come. I'm the only, and I was the only witness on that train. So I had to do the full report. Sucks. It sucked. I was already having like a great day at work. So this is the ending to my day. And, you know, I'm shirtless. My shit was like, putting pressure, blah, blah, blah. Just people just panicking. I'm trying to calm everyone down. Like, yo, we got it. I got it. You know, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop said some, at this time, I'm not going to say what he said, but it was like, he said some racist stuff, like shit to them. Because, you know, he was like, no, about me, it was like, I don't want to say it because it was like really mean. I'm like, it was just like, because they're both African American. So of course this time the cops said something like bad, but I'm not saying like they're all like that, but I'm saying like, I don't want to hear it. Just let me give you the report of what happened.
Yeah.
Don't
like he was, you felt like he was bringing his own bias into it.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like, just, it's really not the time. It's just get this done so I can go home and everyone's safe, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's not the time, especially with the world we live in. And, you know, my sister picked me up at the station. We just got ice cream at the end.
Uh-huh.
That was it.
That's crazy, dude.
It was
like,
crazy. Yeah.
So have you ever encountered anything like that in New York City? So, like, I lived in New York City. I didn't live in New York City. I worked in New York City. And I'm a pretty big guy. Like, people don't realize that from YouTube. Like, I'm, like, 6'4", like, 215 pounds. So I'm, like, a decent-sized guy. And I had somebody at, like, 6:30 in the morning. I was walking to work. And I just got out of Penn, was walking to work. I had some guy try to mug me. Mm-hmm. Like some guy that like was clearly like incredibly intoxicated. Uh-huh. And I have never told this story on YouTube or on a podcast. Incredibly intoxicated. He tried to like grab my backpack. And I just turned around and hit this guy once.
Yeah.
and knocked him out. And then I ran to work. And it was just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, have you ever encountered anything like that?
I got into a fight. Some guy grew up the girl, so I punched him in the face. But that was about it.
That was it.
Yeah. Because so, why'd you do that? He hit me. I just punched him in the face. I broke my hand.
Yeah, my experience in New York, man. First of all, I just think it's disgusting.
No, of course.
Like, I just think it's gross. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter who you are. You can't escape the nasty in New York.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, just, I don't know. It just wasn't for me. It kind of rubbed me the wrong way. You want to move back to the city, I'm guessing?
I do. Again, like, Chicago is a great city. It's just, like, it's not really for me. Like,
yeah.
It's not for me. It's, like, I prefer New York better. I'm from New York. I have trouble leaving. Uh-huh. And I lived in Florida for, like, a little bit when I was playing baseball in Sarasota. You know, IMG Academy?
Yeah.
I played there.
Oh, so you're fucking good at baseball.
I lost the ability. I just stopped playing.
You were all right. So
I was a catcher.
You don't have to be humble. You were fucking good at baseball if you were playing at IMG.
No, I mean, like, I was getting trained there, and I played a little bit there. It was just like, again, there's some things that were for me, and baseball kind of wasn't for, like, me.
No,
I just felt like, you know, making videos was something I preferred a lot. You know.
So that's what I was gonna ask. So, like, your ideal life, what is it? Like, you're a YouTuber, you're a TikTok, like
YouTube,
what
TikToker. Well. YouTube, TikTok, you know, I like editing videos. I like making videos. I like, you know, doing collabs with different people. Mm-hmm. Even my brother, he got inspired to maybe a digital film media major in at Loyola University.
Uh-huh. In Maryland?
No, in Chicago.
In Chicago.
There's one. It's in Rogers Park, Edgewater.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, like, trying to get for that. That's really cool. He's still learning. He's still learning Adobe from me, which I use. Well, I use his account for school.
That's not bad, right? You don't have to pay
for it. I may have to buy it eventually, but...
So what I did, I have, like, a business account that I have it through, and it's mm-hmm. not that expensive. It's, like, super cheap.
I see.
Like, really cheap. Because, like, I got, like, a license for it or whatever the fuck it is. Oh, and it was, like, incredibly cheap. Like, way cheaper than just buying it.
I gotta look into something like that.
But, yeah, so when you get started on YouTube, like, how often do you think you're going to be uploading, like...
I really don't post, like, twice a week, but... I try to keep it like once a week because I work so often. I'm trying to make videos too.
Mm-hmm.
Like honestly, if I end up blowing up on YouTube, let's just say like I would quit my job and just mainly just focus on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's been like my ideal goal. Like that's like you know, one day I at least want my big overall goal is 100,000. But for right now, I'm for really small steps, like baby steps, as you said. Mm-hmm. Like it's a 10 a day, 50 a day, whatever it is, you know.
That's what you got to do. That because it's all exponential. You know what I mean? You had the same thing happen on TikTok. Like you try to grow a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, and then you have days, man, where it's like you grow like fucking crazy, you know?
Yeah, even videos that I do really good. I'm proud of it. You know, it's just.
What are like your best performing videos, and why do you think they perform so well?
Maybe like TikTok videos, like you know how to do this, how to do that, but. Those are good, but I feel like they're just like not really my type of vibe. You know, I like mainly posting like comedy videos, like I don't know, things like Call Me Carson does, or like you know, Quackity does, you know.
Uh huh.
But doing things like with fans, you know, that's my type of thing.
So you want it to be like more collaborative?
Yes. Bingo.
Do you feel like being in Chicago is inhibiting you from doing that?
I feel like that's the main reason because it's also COVID because like, you know, and there's not a lot of, because, you know, we have to be quarantined, you know, not a lot of people doing this. But I feel like there's a lot more stuff going on in New York with my friends and that's something I can infiltrate with them. Like my friend Nick, he has like 150,000. He, if you look him up, Nicky.boy on TikTok, he's hilarious. He's like an Italian guy. He's funny. He has 150K, but he's like, he's always wanted to like collab with me. Like I want to collab with him on YouTube, TikTok. And like, mainly my friends are all in New York and I don't have many here. Like I have my friend William, but he is not in Chicago.
Yeah.
So New York. Yeah.
So that now what about LA? Do you have friends in LA or are you just, you
Gabe wanna... Irwin. I my friend Gabe Irwin, but honestly like LA, I couldn't do.
I'm an LA guy. No,
I'm not. I would go to LA like VidCon, but like, you know,
yeah.
Which I was going to go to, but you know,
I could see it in your face. The second I said LA, like you're like, nah.
Like I've never been to the West Coast.
Uh huh.
I want to go really badly, but I feel like it's just way too laid back. I'd be the only guy like speed walking, like
yeah. So you like the is Chicago fast paced or no?
It's medium. Like I feel like you know it's laid back. So like you know it's just like New York is really fast, like a human highway. It's like people want to get to where they gotta go, just get the fuck out of my way, and I have to get here or there. But like Chicago's like, we just walk, you know, I'm walking down the stairs on the train, like, people are just, you know, fee-fi-fo, you know, I'm gonna walk so slow. It's like, just move really fast. Come on, I gotta get to work. I'm like, 5 minutes early, you know.
So do you live in the city?
I live uptown.
Uptown.
Which is basically the, we're down, but it's kind of weird. All of like Chicago, except the suburbs, are the city. And I didn't know that. I thought downtown was just the city. So I say my friends, like, hey, we're going to the city today? Like, we're in the city. Are we going downtown today? Because in New York, like, are we going to the city? Oh, Manhattan? Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
That's, this is confusing.
It's different, right? So I lived in Charlotte for a little bit. And they called like everything Charlotte. Like, it was like this, even the suburbs were like Charlotte. No, you don't live in Charlotte. You live in like whatever little area of it is, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know, it's just different. Again, like New York, like you're going to the city, like you're going to Manhattan, you know? So did you go to college or?
I went to college for a little bit. I just saw it wasn't really for me.
It wasn't for you.
I was community college. Like, I went to a school called Kingsborough in Brooklyn. Then I went to a school upstate called Dutchess Community College in Poughkeepsie.
Uh-huh. And so, neither of them were for you. It was just like...
Well, I really just preferred working, mm-hmm. making money.
What about, what were you studying in college?
At first, it was liberal arts. The first time I went, just, you know, basic courses. I want to be a teacher, but you know, I don't want to do that. So I did like digital media, like cinematography uh-huh. and stuff. That's, and now it's the time I was moving to Chicago. So it was kind of like a weird choice I did that.
So do you feel like you got anything out of that experience or no?
I mean, it works different for me, no, but it can work different for different people, you know. Maybe college is for them, maybe college isn't for them, you know, but for me, it wasn't for me.
Yeah, you didn't want to, you're not going to shut it down entirely. It just.
No, yeah, it's like, I'm not saying college is the worst. I mean, it's expensive for some people, but like, if it works for you, go for it. You know, I'm not going to tell you not to do it.
Yeah. All right, so when did you move to Chicago? Give me the timeline.
February 1st.
February 1st. So, like, you moved there, COVID. Like, who do you know in Chicago? You said you have family there?
I have some friends here from work, but mainly just family and friends. And my sister's family is a boyfriend's family. No, sister's boyfriend's family. So
what has it been like? Because COVID hit, right? It's probably really hard to meet people.
Yeah.
Like, what has that been like? What has your mentality been around? Like, I'm interested in stuff like that.
I think it's, like, the same for everyone. Just, like, it's different. Like, we can't do as much. Like, places are open for some reason, but, like...
For some reason.
But, you know, like, again, you know, it's probably the same for everyone else. Like, we can't do as much because of this, you know?
Uh-huh.
Unless you're Bryce Hall, who's throwing parties in L.A., you know?
Have you seen that as, like, if things were open, you think you would like Chicago a little more or no?
I feel like, yeah, but, you know, again... New York is my home at the end of the day.
Sounds like you really want to go back to New York.
I do. I'm moving back in with my lease on. This is a friend of mine from Connecticut.
When does your lease end?
February.
February. Oh, so you signed a year?
Yeah.
I'm trying to avoid doing that right now. So I've spoken about this a little bit. I'm probably going to move to Florida.
Yeah.
South Florida. I had an apartment I was going to lease, and then I was going through a realtor, like, maybe I'll just rent a house, because I don't want to sign a 12-month lease, you know?
Mm-hmm. So now, I got you.
Yeah, now I'm thinking that I'm just going to, like, get a different Airbnb every month.
I see. That works. I mean, whatever works for you is good.
You know, because I don't want to tie myself down for 12 months, because it's like, I don't know, you know what I mean? I don't know where I'm going to be in life then. I don't know what I want to do. Like,
yeah.
You know?
I hear what you're saying. But we're in South Florida.
Right now, bounce between Palm Beach and Delray.
Oh, yeah, I actually was in Fort Lauderdale playing ball for a little bit.
Oh, really?
And at Miami a little bit, but I see it's South Florida, right, Miami? Well, yeah. Yes, but like, I don't know if it's, yeah.
I would consider everything from like Jupiter down.
So. Yeah, that's what I was saying, Jupiter.
Yeah. Did you like Florida? No.
I mean, it wasn't my favorite, but I'm a big New York dude. I like just my city. Miami was pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie. Like, Miami is beautiful.
It's tremendous, right? Like,
yeah.
I like it down here because the weather's good for the most part. It fucking rains for 5 minutes every day. But like, oh my God. Which
rains on one side of the street and it's clear in the other. You know.
Yeah. It's weird. Whatever. That's fine. The food is good.
Yeah.
The people. There's a little bit of everything. You know what I mean? It's like I call it the fucking Wild West down here. You know what I mean? It's like no rules. There's like,
it's good. Like, it's a good place, you know? I wouldn't live there because I wouldn't even live in Chicago. So I like Chicago. I like Florida. I need to stay in New York. Whatever works for other people, it's going to be cool by me.
So, like, you think you'll die in New York?
I don't know.
Soon, but like eventually, like you're a lifetime New Yorker.
I want to be in New York.
Do you watch sports? Are you a Yankees fan?
I'm a Yankee fan.
Yankee fan.
Yeah.
What about basketball?
I watch some baseball, but for me, like, I'm not like big on like sports and stuff. It's like at the end of the day, it's a grown man chasing a ball. It's like, I mean,
yeah,
it's like, you know, cool.
Like at the end of the day, you're just trying to make videos.
But yeah, because also I don't think like athletes should be getting paid like millions of dollars. Like they should get paid a good amount because they're doing a sport that's hard. They got this and that they got to pay for. But you know, it's fine. Like for Mike Trout, great player. I'm not saying he's like a horrible like player. He's humble. He's dedicated to his team. That's why I took that contract to stay in Anaheim. But I don't think he should be paid like 400 whatever million.
No,
it's a lot of money.
That is a lot of fucking money. And baseball money's guaranteed, right? That's how it works.
Yeah, I think so.
So, like, they could get hurt and, like, they still get that money.
Oh, it depends. I personally don't know. But it's like, you work hard, you become a major league ball player, you become an NFL player, you know, good for you. That's good. You know, it takes a lot of commitment, a lot of time, a lot of work, blood and sweat, but it's crazy to get that much money.
You're just done with it. It sounds like you're just done with sports. Like, it's just.
I mean, after the Astros cheated, I think I am.
Yeah.
which is outrageous. That pissed me off a lot.
Yeah. We're going to wrap this up. Thanks again for hopping on.
No worries.
Tell everybody again where they can find you, what they can expect in the future. And
yes. My page is JamsNH4, JamsNHJJ4. It's a weird name. Comedy. You'll be seeing me on YouTube a lot more. And, you know, just give me a follow. And I'll just, if I follow you back, I follow you back. But you know what? I want to make sure like I'm pleasing my fans at the end of the day.